Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Flash After Show on AfterBuzz TV. It's great to be back. Today we're breaking down season 2 called The Return of Reverse Flash. And as always, if you want to subscribe on iTunes or YouTube, leave us a comment there. Doing that helps other people find us, which we love. And so we'll just go ahead and say thank you. Thank you for doing that. Hey, what song is playing?
Trip Don't Kill My Vibe.
Oh,
Trip Don't Kill My Vibe.
Guys, we're so clever.
We're so clever.
Yeah.
Let's hear some intros. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
Hey, I'm Michael Andrew. You can find me on Twitter at Michael underscore Jewel. Michael E-A-L.
I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
And I'm Roxy Stryer. And you can find me at Roxy Stryer.
Cool. Thank you for giving us the PC version of the song. You said trick something.
Yeah. You're welcome. This is a CW
friendly.
Show. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I appreciate that. Who was a surprise to see Eobard Thawne back on the show in general?
I mean, I
was surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised mostly because of, you know, the whole time continuum thing. Yeah. And the fact that we saw him die real hard.
Yeah, real hard. Yeah.
But I do like the way that they swung it.
Yeah.
You know?
They made it work, for sure.
Yeah. It felt very Doctor Who-y in that it's like, oh, yeah, I'm meeting you at a different point in your timeline because time travel.
Yeah, I like that we went back to what I think Martin Stein maybe did in the first place and explained to us with the circles and the Earth 1 and the Earth 2.
Oh, yeah,
and now we've got the circles again, but with the, this is Earth 1, this is Earth 2, this is the moment that you decided to kill him, this is this time, and this is this time, and this goes over here. This one was a little trickier to get, but I was with it. I fought with it.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was taking notes while it was an explanation. I saw, like, the circle on the glass, which we've seen the circle on the glass 9 times. And so, honestly, it went over my head, but I'm going to give it to them.
I said to myself, this is honestly one of the first times where I was like, you know what, I'm confused by time travel. Like, this is the first this is the first confusing time travel episode to me, because, you know, there's always, whenever you do time travel, there's always a moment where they explain it really good.
Yeah.
But if you do too much, there's always going to be a moment where you're just like, oh, I'm just gonna be like, okay, yeah, time travel.
Oh, all the magnets are going to the sky.
Yeah. it was one of those moments.
Guys, it's so simple.
Yeah. It was the combination of I was taking notes and not paying attention, Tari. I don't need your shade, okay?
No, I just didn't get it. I was like, oh, am I educated? Because I don't understand any of this.
No, I get it. Eobard Thawne still is erased, but he traveled here before he got erased.
Right.
Because he's from the future.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't see the point in... I was glad to see Eobard Thawne, but when you see... You look at it in, I guess, like a vacuum at the end of this episode, that he's just in and out... It just felt like I didn't like the fact that they just used him for a villain of a weak episode.
I was actually really happy about that, because we had an entire season with him, and when you start with the biggest bad the first season, it's kind of difficult to go from there. I mean, Gorilla Grodd is also a very big bad, but we've used him very smartly. We bring him in, he leaves. So I was thinking, all right, we're never going to get Reverse Flash again.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we're never going to get again. We killed him. He's done. That was season one. We're going to have to find other big bad Zooms.
Which is weird because his presence is so large in the comics.
You're right, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that this is a really smart way to keep him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Involved. And when Barry finally says at the end, I could kick him three whatever light years away or whatever he says, and he would still always have a presence in my life, that to me is daunting and overwhelming in a way it should be.
Yeah.
Like, we want that villain that is a through line for not just season one, but always. As long as Barry's worried about him, we're worried.
Yeah. I think I just wanted more from him and with the Zoom storyline. Maybe I was kind of hoping for a team up against Zoom, where because he's the main villain and he is so narcissistic about his want to take out Barry Allen, and now to find out that there's a villain more powerful than him who's going to take out Barry Allen, I just thought it might have some level of like, wait, I'm supposed to kill Barry Allen.
Yeah.
Let's double. You know, I just thought it was going to be something. I was waiting for, I wanted to see Reverse Flash meet Zoom.
Yeah.
And I thought something like that was going to happen.
I get that. Like, I was having a discussion with someone on Twitter, I believe, and the running, I guess, theory was that essentially they were going to have Reverse Flash come in so that Zoom could take his powers just to show how powerful Zoom really is.
That would have been kind of crazy. That, and if Zoom just like beat him completely, easily in a way that Barry never could.
Yeah, just that, to show you, like, just to show you how those stakes have been raised. But I will say that I really liked this origin story one because. One, it gave you the Reverse Flash's original origin, which was really nice.
And then hammered it over the head that this is his origin story.
Yeah.
I actually kind of enjoyed.
I really like that. Yeah. I also like that we are seeing his origin story with his actual face. And it really, since we're seeing the second Harrison Wells, who was not Eobard Thawne, who we thought was Harrison Wells, like seeing them together just kind of cemented the fact that this was a different person, like living in his body.
Right. Yeah, I think they were really trying to bring that point home. Too. I think they're really trying to make it known that, like, hey, these are two separate people. Don't confuse them.
Tari, I know that you were at number one, and so I'm assuming there was a number two when I cut you off.
No, it's fine. I think that this episode makes going back to the first season, I think it gives it a whole nother layer because they essentially laid all these seeds so that now when you go back to the first season, you can be like, oh, this is kind of in reference to when he met Sisko and he knows that Sisko's a threat, but also someone that he should remember. This is the in reference to when he kind of was in Star Labs and saw each one of their faces, and now he knows Joe's face to go after Joe and all that stuff. So I feel like it adds another layer.
And the callback to Barry's mom and us always trying to figure out if there is a way to go back and save her, which is a question that should be on the table almost at all times when you are the Flash.
Yeah.
But then us not going through the whole thing because we've learned from our mistakes in the past. Yeah. So I thought that was really smart, too.
Yeah. I just don't want to glaze over your original point, Roxy, that this is like a big bad of the potential series, like on the whole. And it's just like a nice reminder of like what happened last season. And it's also kind of like paying like tribute to it. Because like it's not just like season by season by season. It's one show on the whole.
And it doesn't matter if you catch a fish, let him go. That's what it's going to be like this whole time. Because we learned tonight we can't kill him. We can't endanger him without something potentially really bad happening. Now, that part I was a bit confused on in terms of the time travel, Tari. So Sisko was directly affected because we hear Harris and Wells at one point say... repercussions or something, but how did this affect Sisko, or was Sisko just caught because he was the one who was vibing?
I think it mostly had to do with his vibing, because essentially that the goggles made him take in almost all spectrums, all dimensions at once, and then if you kind of back it to the first season, if Reverse Flash never escapes, he never meets Sisko at a certain point. Also, he never kills Sisko, which never makes Barry go back in time. Like, it's, I think it like
all
started
it.
Causing so many rifts in time that I think since
my brain's
Sisko,
splitting, I'm getting an aneurysm listening to you.
But he's so connected to the other dimensions that since he is part of the unfolding space, he's affected by it much more than everyone else.
That's how I was feeling. Like, this was a direct correlation to that time that he did remember being killed by Wells or by Thawne,
right.
With the hand through the heart, and then he vibed and remembered it. I felt like something to do with that and him dying there, and then this being like an unstable ground.
Yeah.
But that's where the circles didn't quite answer all of my questions, which I'm okay with.
But no question answered for me. Every show has to rely on coincidence just to, like, make story flow. You know, this, like, the lightning bolt strikes this person as Barry Allen, and I'm okay with that. But the fact that it set it up that Eobard Thawne picked Harrison Wells, that was not a coincidence, because he'd seen him in this timeline.
Yeah.
So he went back and saw, and, like, took his body. I think that's so cool to, like, wrap that all together.
I got a quick question to ask the panel. Did it not bother anyone that the moment they saw Eobard Thawne, the moment they saw the Reverse Flash, that Cisco didn't automatically think that Harrison was the Reverse Flash again? You know what I mean? Like, the moment that Eobard Thawne came and he saw the vision that the Reverse Flash is back and Harrison Wells is right in front of him, wouldn't you automatically think that, like, oh, wait a minute, are you potentially the Reverse Flash? Have you been setting us up this whole time? Like, it was crazy to me that the first thing he thought was that, hey, the Reverse Flash is back and this Harrison Barnes is still... Harrison Wells, sorry.
Yeah. I think a couple things about that. Number one, vibe, I think, is more than a vision thing. I think it's also a vibe you get, a feeling. So
right.
I think that he can kind of sense these things, a smell or whatever it is. Like, he knows what's going on. And also, I think we could tell by looking at it that it wasn't... I'm going to call him Tom Cavanaugh in this because it wasn't him in the uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the costume.
Okay, I like how you describe that. It's, visions are limiting because they're like once... But like five senses can tell you that it's Eobard Thawne.
Right.
Right. Also, the visions have been, up until now, pretty much established that they show him what's happening in parallel in terms of his own time and his own movement through space. So, essentially, Reverse Flash couldn't be Wells since he was standing right in front of him.
Okay, yeah. So, when you have the visions, you know that he's there but somewhere else.
Right.
Okay, all right. I'll go with that. All right.
Yeah, and that was a large part of the episode, seeing Vibe, like, coming, figuring out his powers, further expanding them as well. We got the goggles.
Yeah, the goggles.
I thought those looked so sweet.
They did. They looked really cool.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, I really wanted you to start this episode a certain way, but...
Oh, with my goggles?
Yeah, Jeff
brought these. That's a secret.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
here they are.
They're coming out.
Oh!
Oh, my God! And all the iTunes people need to switch over to YouTube right now.
Yeah. Wow, we're clever. We are so clever.
Yeah, it was good. It was definitely good. I have a question for you guys. This is from the chat, and I know we'll talk more about Patty in a little bit, but Sylvia Love says, the writers needed to focus more on the plot than having Patty come back, then go, and then come back and go. Do you guys feel like they tried to tackle too much in tonight's episode, or do you think that it all worked out?
I think they tried to tackle too much, but I think they did, considering they had so much on their plate, I thought they did a good job of
going back and forth.
I thought they did what they could. It didn't feel too overwhelming for me.
I was okay with it, especially because I'm so attached to Patty. I needed that goodbye to, like, be real. But also, I really appreciated that the big bad wasn't just a big bad terrorizing the city and they had to save it. It was, like, this other character, the Reverse Flash. And so it felt refreshing in the season where we're, like, halfway through and we just had big bad after big bad for big bad. And I liked it. It felt very finale-esque to
me.
A lot of setup, a lot of, like, coming down.
It is finale-esque.
I mean, to me, it felt like it was part of the overarching theme of this episode, which was facing loss. Because it was Barry not wanting to lose Patty, but also him losing his friend and facing the guy who caused him to lose his mother. We also had, like, Iris and them losing
Francine,
their mother. So
yeah.
I feel like it was part of the whole theme. So I liked that it was part of it. I do feel like there were a lot of different storylines in this episode, which was interesting because usually the episodes are very, like, two parallel stories at once, A-B stories, but, like, this one had four.
Yeah, it certainly makes it difficult, say you are a panel trying to break down an episode to talk about all of the things. Yes,
yeah.
I could see that, Tari.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was difficult. I was happy to see Christina McGee back. Who knew she'd be around so much?
Great recurring role.
I really like her. I
hope she chills with us for a while. And I don't mean every episode. I just like that this is like the Mercury Labs. We keep bringing it in and bringing her in, and that it's a face that we know, and we don't have to learn a whole new character every time.
Yeah.
That sounded so lazy of me. I like her.
And I just love that, again, she's from the original series as well, playing the exact same role. And I just think that's so cool that, like, after all this time, she's like, oh, I'm so useful in the Flash world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be used.
Yep.
You know what I like about her character, though? She's so nonchalant about, like, she's been, her place has been robbed a bunch of times, and she's been kidnapped a couple times, and then she's just like, hey, a guy in a yellow suit did this a year ago,
and then when Flash saves her, he's like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, get out of here. She's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like, so calm.
I would be like, hey, nah, what? Like, nothing. She's just like, yeah, yeah, got it.
You're right.
I like that, too, though. Ain't nobody got time for her to be crying and blubbering mess and making the Flash carry her out. Like, yeah. She's an independent woman.
She was like, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Okay, that was better used than it was in tonight's episode.
I think that we're kind of on agreement we weren't feeling that, right?
The bye, Felicia?
Yeah.
It was so pop culture reference. See, it was forced.
For this show, which I feel like you can watch at any time. That sounds so weird. This show is fairly timeless. Mm-hmm. It's a comic book. It's existing within times and blank. That just, like, placed it right here and now in a weird way we've been seen.
Although, to play devil's advocate, it was very Cisco-like to say.
Yeah.
Like, he is the comedic relief.
Yeah.
And that's totally in his wheelhouse, I feel.
Yeah.
Just in that moment where I was feeling so intense and engaged, that took me out.
It was because he gave Jessica that speech of, I am Cisco Ramon. I put you here. You're like, yes, yes, do it. And then he pulled out this, like, bye, Felicia moment.
Yeah.
Well, it being so timely, that's how the Reverse Flash nailed down its point in time.
Yeah, yeah.
I know your timeline.
Okay,
they said by Felicia.
I have to ask about that. He repeated a couple times. I just want to get exactly the wording. Like, now I know what time you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get clarification on what that means? Because he's from this time now. Did he not know, did Eobard not know what time he was in? Because I'm saying Barry's from this time.
This is Barry's origin story that Eobard is now figuring out. So when Eobard eventually did go back and kill Barry's mother, which hadn't happened yet in Thawne's world, this is how he figured that all out.
Because they'd met in the future.
Yeah, right. He didn't know his secret identity.
Yeah.
He doesn't know his age. He doesn't know what year he's born.
Oh, okay. He said it a couple times, and I was like, but yeah, he's from this time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And since Barry is a time traveler, ultimately.
They've met in many different times.
I have not thought about that, because Eobard is not actually, he's from the future, yet they're still like nemesis.
Yeah.
You're right, but keeping in mind that in Eobard's timeline right now, he has not yet come back to Barry, so he didn't know, he hadn't pieced it yet.
Wow.
Who Barry was, where he was, when he was.
How is best to get in Barry's life by taking over Harrison Wells' identity? Oh my god, I feel so. What do you think? Oh my god, I'm getting so like sentimental. Like, what do you think Harrison Wells would have done with his life had he lived?
I know, that's one of the worst things about this. Like, that's something they completely, like, not glossed over, but that's one of the tragedies that, aside from the mother, that happens that never gets redone.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't get saved either. The original Harrison Barnes doesn't. Harrison Wells. that's the basketball fan in me. The original Harrison Wells doesn't get saved.
Yeah.
He dies horribly. His wife?
His wife
dies. That's terrible.
Yeah, he gets the short end of the stick for sure.
He gets the short end of the stick. And they kill him horribly. He dies terribly.
Yeah.
Well, they don't kill him horribly. Well, he kills himself horribly. Later. Eobard now I'm talking about. But
yeah.
There's some brutal deaths on this show.
Yeah, there are.
When I thought we were going to see tonight with Barry, I thought he was going to kill Reverse Flash in that moment after kicks the crap out of him. Yeah. And Joe's like, yo!
Chill.
Just bring him in, man. Just bring him in. That was intense.
I thought the one thing, to go back to what that... the Twitter question about how everything was gone too fast in this episode. I thought everything that happened with the Reverse Flash happened was paced a little too quickly for me.
You needed to be a couple episodes.
Well, the way Barry interacts, the first moment Barry meets the Reverse Flash again this episode, it was just so boom. Like, we just come back from commercial break, they're already face to face.
Uh-huh.
Then he gets punched in the face, and then boom. Then we just keep going forward. It just happened so abruptly.
Sorry, please.
I just think it was action-packed and so much fun. So, depending on what next week's episode looks like, if it's, like, a little bit of a lull, maybe I'll feel that way. But tonight to me was like I was all in the whole time. I couldn't look away.
I was too, and I usually have the criticism that you have for tonight, but I actually was fine with it in tonight's episode.
Yeah, I felt like it kind of showed how far Barry's come, because it in the past it would have taken him a few episodes to like form a plan and try to take down the Reverse Flash, but now we know that he's been training and we know that he's gotten a lot faster and stronger. So now it shows that he can take on the Reverse Flash by himself without anyone else's help, which is nice.
Yeah, okay. If any parts went too quick for me, it was the relationship parts.
Really?
With Patty?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we get to Patty, I got some major beef.
The issue with Patty that was sticking out with me was in the beginning how she kept blaming Barry. That was kind of annoying me.
Yeah.
She kept blaming Barry.
You opening the floodgates?
I'm sorry. I don't want to
no,
go get too far ahead. Let's do it.
What was she blaming him for?
Well, she kept blaming... She kept... Like, the way he was talking, the way he was so short with every conversation. And she was just like, so you're not going to talk to me? He's like, you just... You're leaving him. Okay. How's he going to react? How any human would act.
No.
Oh, here we go.
I had a problem with both of them in this episode. Barry, everyone in my life leaves. That I love leaves. Everyone in my life that I love leaves at some point. I'm kind of getting used to it. How are you going to say that to a girl? And that's not like on purpose trying to make her feel bad. He obviously was. So I felt like he was guilt tripping her hard.
Okay.
But at the same time, when she's like, if you want me to stay, tell me you're the Flash. He's not willing to. Last week he was going to tell her. Now she's debating leaving, so he's not going to tell her. I was frustrated with him in general. And she knows when Joe says that she knows, he's like, I can't confirm because it's dangerous for her. Did you just hear Joe? She knows. What the hell? She knows. But at the same time, I'm with you. That was, she was like, oh, Barry, like, I understand everything now. And she didn't, and so she pissed me off too. They both pissed me off.
But I agree. Don't have the argument of like whether or not like we should tell her or not when she knows.
Right.
It's the argument's done.
That I loved that the show went there, that she finally figured it out. Because every week I feel like we sit here and say
she's too smart.
Yeah.
Like da-na-na-na-na, investigator Patty.
Yeah.
That was a failed joke.
That was all right.
But every week I feel like she's blindsided, and we're like, isn't she supposed to be amazing with this, especially with metahumans? And then tonight finally clicked, and it was exactly what I wanted that to be.
I liked how she figured out ASAP. Like they didn't do some moment where in the beginning of the show she's like, wait a second, Barry and Flash are never in the same place at the same time. I like how she's just like, yo, I read up and I figured out. Yeah, they're the same guy. And I appreciated that.
You know what? I just realized she told Joe West that Barry's the Flash before, like, just assuming that, like, he knew.
That's...
Well, because of the Star Lab stuff.
Yeah.
Really? It's that obvious? Oh, now she knows everything, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
No,
that's a really good point.
No, she said every case that you and Barry have worked on together, he's figured out, like, the Flash has come to... She knew he knew. That wasn't she wasn't blowing his cover.
Huh. The thing that bothered me was that when she confronted Barry, being like, you're the Flash, he says no, she says yes, he says no again, and she just said, okay, like, well, I'll see you. To me, it was just...
You have to cry when you say it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wanted a tear, I wanted, like, some kind of emotion
she
behind
did.
It. Did she?
Yeah.
She was like,
yeah.
Bye, Barry.
And then she had the single tear.
Yeah.
She had that good single tear going. It's very...
I don't know what scene I'm talking about. I wanted something.
I think this was their final interaction before the train.
So. Right.
Yeah.
One of my favorite comments from the chat today from Daquan, who said, LOL, does Barry break up with all his girlfriends on the train? Call back to Felicity, where they had that kiss, and then they were like, yeah, we're both into other people. Sorry.
Oh, that's so great.
I love the train moments.
Yeah.
Is anybody else kind of devastated, though, about losing Patty?
Yeah. She and Barry had a good thing going, and I really want it to last.
How are we supposed to feel at the end there when she does call and he kind of stops shaking? Are we supposed to accept that that's him letting her in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then why let her leave?
Right. Whole thing...
He didn't want to stand in the way of her dreams, though.
Yeah, but you can't give somebody an ultimatum like that. And yeah, I get he didn't want to stand in the way of her dreams, but she kind of was, like, asking him
to. But
she
wants to stay...
But she put him in that position. I mean, yes, he was being secretive, but at the same time, like, you can't... They haven't been together that long to where he can just tell her all of his secrets. And so she's like, hey, you tell me all your secrets or I'm leaving town. And he called her bluff and she left town.
Yeah, well, and...
some past relationship issues coming out of Tori. I see it in you.
If she just hadn't said anything, he was gonna tell her. If she hadn't said, I'm gonna leave and go to school, he was about to tell her.
Yeah.
He was like, I have to tell you something, and she's like, I'm leaving. If she had just stayed quiet for a little bit longer... he would have freaking told her.
Right. Women games. See that?
No. And men games. Yeah, no. Men games too. Are you kidding me? Everyone in my life that I love leaves at some point.
That was some really...
manipulation.
Yeah, that was some real guilt trip.
Manipulation ship.
Yeah, when he did that, I kind of lost. I was like, come on, Barry. You're too good for that. Don't guilt trip her.
I get that it's her dream to go to school for this, but also, like, I think she has, like, the secret dream of dating a superhero.
I was going
to
say.
And that can trump a lot of things.
Also coming from the chat, Christopher Lowe says, I hope Iris and Barry's love can blossom again now. Anybody else thinking about that?
No, after seeing Barry and Patty, I kind of don't want Barry and Iris. I thought Barry and Patty were better than Barry and Iris.
Yeah, but Barry and Iris are endgame. The newspaper said so.
I had newspapers.
Okay.
Newspaper, schmooze paper.
Let's do a quick check-in. Do we think we're not having any Barry Iris action this season?
What's action? Like a makey-outy?
Like...
makey-outy?
A kiss. Are we going to get any hint at their impending relationship?
I hope not. Because I think they're doing a good job of keeping it on the back burner and then bringing it in full force later. Or they might hint... okay, I think they'll hint at something. I don't think a kiss.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if we're going to get it, it'll be on Earth, too. I don't think it's going to be anything in this realm.
Yes.
Because they're real sibling-y right now.
Wait.
They are real sibling-y.
What if that newspaper was from Earth, too?
Interesting.
No.
Thank you for indulging me.
Curious-in, yes.
Any other
you're
questions?
Wrong all the time.
Yeah.
And
I just meant no, because we hadn't even established Earth 2 yet. And Eobard Thawne was looking at it from the future of our Earth.
You never know, things can get messed up.
I mean, Earth 2 is a new concept, so essentially any piece of information you get, you take in as... what is in your own world until you know something better. The Earth was flat until we knew it wasn't.
I'm still pretty sure it is. And shaped like a star.
Again,
like a shooting star.
No.
Going through my heart. I'm Jupiter. What?
Are you writing a poem?
Yes, I am.
Pretty.
Thank you so much. You just feel bad about shutting me down earlier. So.
No, that's fine. Did anybody have anything else to add to Patty before we wrap up that section?
I don't think this is the last we're seeing of her, because otherwise I think we would have killed her. I think she cried wolf on the train. However, Zoom definitely coming for her at some point.
I think we're not going to see her again, but next time we see her, she's going to be engaged to someone new. And it's going to mess Barry up.
Ooh,
never mind, fast. I'll find someone like you.
He looks exactly like Barry.
Are you writing a poem? It's really good. You should sell it.
I'm going to.
Let's make it clear.
Oh, no. I just love the actress who plays Patty.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, she's good.
Me too. I do. But
great
chemistry. I would be okay for... I could ship Barry and Iris, too. So I just need them to get me on board. I need a little bit of time. I'm still mourning Patty.
Okay, but what is your feelings towards Caitlin and Jay Garrick?
Again, with the selfishness tonight, I felt was weird. Like, my dad... had MS, and I can't again. Like, this, I understand you're trying to relate, but this is still not about you.
But she was using those quote-unquote selfish feelings that I don't agree with to help him.
Yeah, but she does always have this moment where she says something, and you're just like, man, she's the only thing about herself. Like, even when she was talking to Jay last time, when she found out he was dying, she's like, you know, someone I love died. How can you keep this from me?
Well,
like, she's not about
mourning.
You.
Do you guys?
But he's dying.
He's right.
Like, what's it about?
It's him. That's how I feel. Like, I don't really. If somebody else has cancer, I'm not like, well, my mom had cancer, so I tried to do this. I just think it's turning a conversation into something like he's not opening up at all. He's a very closed book. Instead, how about how are you feeling today? Like, what can I do to help? Do you need anything? I'm here for you.
Yeah, and even during Barry's storyline where they're worried about Cisco, where they're chasing the Reverse Flash, she just comes out of nowhere. She's like, hey, but anything about Jay? Anything, again, did you find anything out about Jay? Okay,
yeah.
All right. And he's like, he's busy. Don't worry about it. You worry about Jay.
It's a pet peeve of mine. I understand that it's not a pet peeve of most people's, but it just is a pet peeve of Caitlin recently.
I'm on board with you.
I don't think so. What do you think? It's hard.
All right, if she would have followed up her initial selfish thing with the story about her dad, would you guys have been more on board? Because it's understandable that, one, she had to lose her father to a disease, and now it's like a combination of her father and her last husband, and that, like, it's someone that she loves that is also dying of a disease. Yeah. So, like, I understand her being a little selfish in that, like, it's everything that she's feared and has hurt her
in
the past.
It was triggering her PTSD, which happened recently.
And she needs to phrase things differently. She needs to start with, I really care about you, and I want to be here for you, but I'm letting you know this is tough for me because of my baggage. And then go into it. But not like, this is me, and I'm... Just... Caitlin, come on,
that's
girl.
Great only... advice for people in life.
Yeah.
But this is a character. It's...
only bring you. It up if he asks. If he's asking you, why aren't you talking to me? Then bring up, well, I'm having a hard time with your situation because of my previous situation.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it, but I do appreciate that she's trying to be proactive in looking for the Earth One Jay Garrick. I thought we were going in a complete different direction.
Yeah.
Although I could still kind of be right based on his name.
Hunter Zolomon. What is your maybe right prediction?
Well, just that there could be some villainous stuff going on here based off of who Zolomon might be. I mean, maybe that's just an homage to the comics just by naming him that, but I would have a hard time thinking that's all it is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have a history of naming characters names from the comic book and not going the full way. Like Firestorm, clearly. His name is Jack, ooh, but
the Legends of Tomorrow.
Huh? What about Legends?
Wait, what, Firestorm?
No, like the Black Firestorm. In the comic book, his name is Jason Rush.
Yeah, but now it's Jax.
Yeah, because they were using the name for something else.
Yeah.
So it could be, they have a history of using the name, but not necessarily going full.
That's what I'm saying. It could just be an homage, yeah.
But like Jesse Quick, I think they'll use eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, well, but yes. We've seen her, though, and we know that...
Not anything powerful, though.
That's true. That's
I think
true.
It was a deliberate... I think it was a deliberate drop of a name. Like, there's so many different... Like, and I'm not sure if we're waiting until a spoiler wall to kind of, like, reveal the whole thing with the name. But, like, I feel
I don't know. I didn't know, so I erred on the side of caution. I guess
no,
we can
we're
just...
doing it. We're doing it.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Pooch, 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 beep, pooch, beep, pooch, beep, pooch, beep. Pooch. But, I mean, the name Zolomon, or Hunter Zolomon, is Zoom.
Yeah.
That's Zoom's name from the comics. So, like, I feel like it's a very deliberate name drop. Unlike Eddie Thawne, which could have gone either way, it's specific to that name. And so, like, I feel like they're either dropping a hint that Jay is Zoom, or Zoom is part of Jay, or something in that regard.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But the Earths are confusing in that sense.
Because I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've seen Jay and Zoom in the same room other than in a flashback that he originated.
Yeah.
You're right.
I don't think Hunter Zolomon has anything to do with Zoom. Only because the creator of the show, they're combo geeks, and I just don't think they would put that right. If they want to keep it a secret, they're not going to leave Hunter Zolomon there, knowing his history and knowing the spoilers out there. I just don't think they'd do it.
I mean, there's no way that they would do it like just like as an homage. They would do it because they would have a plan. Also, in the
they do it sometimes,
yeah,
though.
But this is such like a big thing that I think that in the world's like planning out seasons, they're not gonna like throw away a name like that and never be like use it again.
Okay, here's what's going on in the chat right now. YG says, I think that the real Hunter Zolomon on Earth 2 is a biological Zolomon and is probably Zoom. We've got from Chaos Magician, I think either he will be Zoom or a villain in another season. A lot of different theories in here on what's going on. So this didn't go over people's heads. Everybody is now eyes open on this guy. And there's no way they just introduced him for nothing.
I have a really big problem believing that Zoom is Jay Garrick, just because, like, I don't see him putting on the suit and, like, doing these nasty things in the darkness of night. And I also can't see this Hunter Zolman character that we saw in the park. I have a hard time believing that Zoom would have the day off and would, like, put on his glasses and go sit in the park.
Unless he knew he was being watched.
I don't know. I mean, I had a problem with the whole scene, honestly. I wanted Jay to tell Caitlin at the moment she broached the subject. Not say, like, meet me tomorrow and, like, wear red. I'll be with the white rose. Just tell her. Like, this is, like, a fast episode. You said we could have added a scene back in if he had just told her then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all had a collective sigh when he was just like, okay, I can't tell you now. Meet me at the park.
And
we
were all so like... So did she, though. She was like, why?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to surprise you.
And it wasn't worth it for me.
And how do you know he was going to be at the park?
Yeah.
What about the one day he brings her that he's not there? He
decides to go to the library. Good point from KOFT 2009. We still don't know his issues with Wells. So we got to keep that in mind that we don't know all the problems that Jay has with Wells.
And before we do move on, we didn't mention that I think that Turtle from Entourage, the guy that killed, that Harrison Wells killed, this is the first time that Harrison's ulterior motives has left a trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but nobody picked that up except Jay for a second, and then he was like, I would never do that.
I think we'll come back to it.
Okay. We just didn't have time. Big.
Yeah. Did you have something to say before we moved on, Tari?
What?
No.
Okay, Roxy, your eyes
this chat is killing it right now. Jeffrey Kang says Nora Allen is Zoom, which would be ridiculous.
No.
Tyler says Zalman would be a good way to keep the actor who plays Jay on the show for future seasons, assuming Jay goes back to Earth 2 at the end of the year with his powers restored. So maybe that's what they're trying to do here. Carlos says if Hunter is the adopted name on Earth 1... could also be adopted name on Earth 2, so perhaps Barry or someone else was adopted on Earth 2. A lot of different cool theories.
We do know that we're going to go to Earth 2 at some point this season. Fairly soon.
I can't wait. I want to see Barry in Earth 2. I cannot wait for that.
Donald Trump is Zoom.
Oh my god, is he on the show?
It could be true.
Let's while we're having so much fun, let's go and talk about Francine.
Upbeat. I'm worried.
Because last time we saw it was Wally and Iris going off from the sunset to see the mom.
Yeah.
You think she's dead?
Well, no, I don't think she's going to be dead. I think we might actually just come back in the next episode and they've already had the conversation and they're just not showing it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because if she's going to die, they would have ended the show on her death.
No,
you know, I don't think they're gonna start character. Off. Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna start off the next episode with him walking in like, "Hey, Ma, no!" Then we're gonna have 50 minutes.
No, they made such a big deal of doing the right thing, saying goodbye, all that. They don't make it there in time. She already got it from Iris.
But I think it's different with Iris because Iris didn't know her mom, so that's a big deal. Wally's grew up, was raised by her. So him having his final goodbye, I don't really think it's a big deal to us as the viewers.
I think that's why we're not going to see her die because it's not going to be anything. This sounds horrible. It's not going to mean anything to us.
I think that's the emotional scene. I don't think that she's had an emotional gravitas to us as a fan.
As much as we love Iris, they're going to open the show on like the funeral or coming back from the funeral. Probably. Maybe like pulling out casseroles from the fridge after the funeral, like something.
Yeah.
But we're not going to see it.
How are we? I mean, I wanted to ask a quick question about my boy Wally. But so are we done about Francine?
Ask away.
Francine's gone.
She's out of here.
Oh, she really is.
She'll be all right. Wally, how do we all feel about Wally so far? His portrayals.
I love Wally.
Oh, good job, Roxanne.
What are you leading towards?
No, I mean,
tell us.
No, I like him. It's just an interesting. It's interesting because he's completely different than what I was expecting. Because in the comic books, the whole brooding car racing
teenage angst thing.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I thought it's kind of typical.
Yes, you know? Though, like. The Barry that we have is so much, so much Wally that you just, it would be like an echo chamber of like, quip. Well, and I feel like we have to grow to have the Wally that we want.
I like that. I like the little gun holsters, quip. I, I mean, at least the womanizing, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but he would like womanize in a way that like he's trying because he's insecure, so he's trying to show off, so he's always at least hitting on women. Yeah.
I didn't feel like he was womanizing.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what Wally does.
I don't feel like he was womanizing anybody because I don't feel like he had the chance. Who? His sister and his mom?
But he's busy making money to pay his mom's medical bills. Like that'll come. Yeah.
I need womanized. I mean, not women, but like, like hitting on women. Like, he sees a cute girl, and he makes a really bad pass at her.
Go ahead. I think that your issue is that he...
All right, Dr.
So your issue with this moment is that he's a supporting character, but you want, like, the full season about him, it sounds like.
Get rid of Barry and just give Wally the soup. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's what you're saying. I interrupted you. What did you say?
No, I was going to say, like, I mean... Right now, they have to make him a relatable character. I mean, a lot of the times that we see the Flash, Wally West's Flash, he's kind of like, he is supporting in that, like, everyone's doing the heavy lifting, and he comes in and he brings levity to a darker situation. Right now, he's bringing the weight to a regularly pretty light show.
Yeah.
So, like, he's fulfilling a role at the moment. But now that he doesn't have to kind of cater to his dying mother, we're going to have a little more time to get to know him and integrate him into the whole thing. And maybe we'll find out that he's this womanizing guy.
I don't want to make it sound like, I just need some womanizing on this show. I don't want to make it sound like that.
The chat completely agrees with you, Tari. Hydro Knight says, his mom is dying. I don't expect him to be upbeat right now. Although this is somebody who agrees with you, Sylvia Love says Wally is whining like Anakin in the prequels, which is quite the point. And then a lot of the people are saying that Rosie says, I think Wally's warming up to be a cool character. And people are talking about the different Wallys they want. I understand that you're more critical of this, Michael, because you have always said he's your Flash. Yes. So you're going to have different expectations than I am. But so far, I'm all in on him. I understand where... It's not like he's just being kind of sad and all this, and I'm like, why? Where? Where is this coming from? I feel like they've given him such a backstory already in only a couple episodes, and I'm all in. Like, I feel horrible for this guy.
I agree. I think
I was going to say, I'm not all in. I'm just saying, the whole angry teen thing
was
very...
But if you're not all in, then you're all in. But somebody who's all in,
I'm semi in. I'm three quarters in.
I just think that you would not possibly be happy unless it's like the perfect 100% Wally West that you saw in comics.
Yeah.
Just because you're so like beholden to the source material.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm okay.
Does that hurt your feelings?
No. I mean, a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. But I mean, you know, I'm all right.
Hey, give him some time. He'll dye his hair red and touch butts in no time.
I'm used to people insulting me all the time. It happens. It happens.
And then we won't stop. but we will start some predictions. So we got to wrap this up, guys. Right. Does anybody have anything burning on the top of their chests?
aside from this love.
We saw Tar Pit in the preview.
Tapatia.
Yes. I'm going to make an overarching thing that Zoom is a mutation of Jay Garrick. So he is the Hunter Zolomon piece of Jay Garrick. So when Jay became the Flash, he split into two. A super-duper light side and a super-duper dark side. And they're going to be one and the same.
Hmm.
Like an atom split.
I like that idea. I just don't see Jay Garrick as being super-super light side. I think he's weak.
Yeah.
Give the man a Speed Force back.
I actually don't feel like that many people are liking his character right now.
He's very bland. It's very bland.
So they're going to have to do something to up that. If they want to keep him around.
I agree. But you know what they're going to do? When we travel to Earth 2 in a future episode, which is coming up really soon, Jay Garrick stays back on Earth 1, and things go awry, and he has to save the day.
And once he gets his speed back, we'll see how he does. Right. If he does, maybe he gets too sick and he dies.
No, he won't die. But in order to... I keep shooting you down. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Oh my God, it's just predictions time.
But in order to save the day in Earth 1, he'll get his speed back. Does everybody feel like they've been heard? I've shot them down enough?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, real quick. Overarching prediction, Zoom, I'm still going to say what Zoom is, just Barry's father.
Yeah. All right.
Barry's dead. Yeah. I mean, cool. Simple.
The pictures really look like it.
And I think people are lucky that the pictures came out so early so we can kind of like get over it. So it's like when it does happen, we'll be like, yeah, we knew, versus being like, yeah, we knew.
Right.
Would that inflection work?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Let's tell everybody where they can find us throughout the week on social media so we can continue our conversation. Why don't you start, Tari?
I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Tari J. It's T-A-U-R-I-J-Y.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. And don't forget to join us live in the chat. It's really cool talking to you guys. We had some great stuff to say.
Yeah, thanks for running that.
On Tuesdays at 9.
I'm Michael Andrew. You can find me on Twitter at Michael_Drew, Michael E-A-L.
And I tweet from JeffMasters1. We'll see you next week, guys. Good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.